Boy, talk about a personality disorder. What is wrong? I mean, this guy is just obviously wired wrong. But I have to say, the judge is wrong too. The judge who shut his blog down, because this is America and we don't believe in prior restraint, meaning just because we don't like speech, we don't shut it down, we don't prevent it.
Right.
We can impose consequences for bad speech, but you don't shut it down.
That's what surprised me, that the judge was allowed to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, if this guy, Anthony Morelli, the unhappy ex-husband, wants to take it up the appellate ladder, I predict that he'll get some good news, because essentially what's happening is that this judge is bucking the trend, bucking the whole concept, the notion of free speech in America. Whatever somebody wants to say, we let them say it, with very few exceptions. You know, somebody wants to do something that's really stupid and it's going to hurt somebody else, you have to let them do it, and then they face the consequences. If he inflicts emotional distress and the law says somebody has a right to recover, then they win, he loses. If he lies and harms them, slanders them, libels them, defames them, injures their reputation, makes them lose business, etc., he gets hauled into court and he can lose every cent.
Mm-hmm. Now, the ex-wife, they have been in litigation for 4 years. It's cost about $80,000. Are they in litigation just for their divorce or over this blog as well?
It's essentially the divorce. And
wow.
Of course, the litigation over the blog has gotten drawn into it, because what happens is they get the divorce. This wacko ex-husband starts putting up stuff on the blog, calling his ex-wife Jabba the Hutt, only with less personality. He's getting 200,000 visitors a month. He's like Drudge. He's selling advertising on this thing.
That's bad.
And what happens was that the family court judge, Diane Gibbons, took both parents to task for their behavior, but ordered the husband to close down the blog. She said it goes beyond venting to outright cruelty. She said your children are being hurt because you're bad-mouthing the woman they love in public. So, you know, you can understand where the judge is coming from, but to actually cross that line and interfere with free speech, it's, you know, the problem is because of the shutdown of his blog, he's getting all this publicity. We're talking about it. You know, he's already got the 200,000 visitors a month. It's probably going to go way up.
And he's got an attorney and a new website.
Yeah, exactly. It's just
looking for donations to pay for this fight.
Of course, and I bet he gets a few ex-husbands to pony up some money, don't you think?
Yes.
That might be. I mean, he's calling his wife terroristic. He says she suffers from borderline personality disorder, at least from our armchair psychologist diagnosis. He also attacks, of course, his ex-wife's new partner. So, I mean, it's just a big mess. I mean, it makes the McCourt divorce look genteel by comparison.